Today's daf in the Sechet Zvachim brought to you from Eretz HaKedesh is daf Nun Chet. We're holding at the beginning of the sixth parak at the Halak Mishnah. So we just talked about where exactly in the Azara is it kosher to Shech Kachim Kachim. And we've gone through all of the Kachim Kalim. Then we talked about where it's kosher to Shech Kachim Kalim. And we learned all about even the Tzidei. And did see they'd study him and what are the dinim? But there's one place that we haven't talked about yet, and that was what if you're actually standing on the Mizbeach and you're shechted on top of the Mizbeach? What would be the din? Shekachi kachim, sheshechatan berosh haMizbeach, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, ki'ilu nishchatu batzafon. That's exactly the same as shechting in the tzafon. It would be kosher, and there's no problem. Now that sounds like he might hold that the din of the Mizbeach is that it's supposed to be in the Tzofen of the Azara. So therefore, if you're on top of the Mizbeach, you are Batzofon. However, we're going to see that things are not that simple. Whereas Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, actually, it's half and half. So half of the Mizbeach towards the south would have the din of the south and it would be kosher for Kashim Kavim. And Chatzi HaMizbeach from the Tzafon, Katzafon. And from the northern half up, it would be kosher for Kachi Kachi. Which again, sounds as if he holds, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mizbeach is centered, and therefore it's half in the north and half in the south. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's all in the north. And that was what we thought the Mishnah meant. And we'll soon find out that that's not true at all. Omer Ravasi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Omer Hayar Rabbi Yossi Kula Mizbeach Batzofen Koy. So we assumed that that meant that since Rabbi Yossi says over here that the entire Mizbeach is kosher for Shritas Kachi Kachi, it means that the Mizbeach was Batzofen, and therefore if you're on top of the Mizbeach, it's kosher as if you shechted Batzofen. And that's not the case. As we're going to see, the fact is Rabbi Yochanan has a completely different mocker for Rabbi Yossi, and he has actually a Kabbalah that was Gemara Gemira Elazar. She puts it, he knew that this was the Shita, and we're going to find Mekaris for this later. So when he says that it's Ki'ilu, so what did Rabbi Yossi mean then, says Ravasi, if he says that it is in the north? I mean, it is not as if it's in the Tzofen, it is in the Tzofen. Ah, but it may not be legally in the Tzofen, you see, because ma hu detema bin an ayerach, since it says in the Pasuk, ayerach ha-mizbeach tzofona. So then that means it has to be at the side of the Mizbeach, I would have thought, but it can't be on the top of the Mizbeach, in which case, it would not be kosher on top of the Mizbeach, even if the Mizbeach was Pitzofen. And that's the Kiddush, that no, it's actually kosher because it is Bitzofen. So Kamashman Rabbi Yossi is coming to tell me that even though it's not a Yerach HaMizbeach and it's on top of the Mizbeach, but nonetheless, it has a din of as if it was Mamish Bitzofen on the ground. Fine. That's how we thought the Mishnah meant. Omer le Rabbi Zer le Ravasi. Now, wait a minute. The way that you just explained Rabbi Yochanan, that, I mean, it sounds to me like the point is that the Mizbeach, that's the whole Indian, the Mizbeach really is Bitzofen, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is merely to tell me that it's kosher, even though it's not Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzofona, right? That's what you're saying. But then according to that, if we use the same logic to talk about Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, what would Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda's then be? So what then would you be saying, says Rabbi Zera Tervasi, Elamiata, applying that same logic. So then the Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, you'd have to say, Achinami, that the Mizbeach is built smack bang in the middle, that the northern half of the Mizbeach is in the north, and the southern half of the Mizbeach is in the south, and that's what he would hold. Yeah, okay, so what's your problem? Why can't that be what he holds? It sounds good. So I knew you were going to say that. You'll say, yeah, great. But it's not true. Because you're forgetting, you yourself was the one who explained in Rabbi Yochanan's name that Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, who apparently holds that the Mizbeach is half north and half south, according to what you're saying now, he would be moda that if you shechted on the ground, that would be under the place where the Mizbeach is. Now, we're going to ask, how is that possible? What is that supposed to mean? But just talk about it now theoretically. If you were checked on the ground, that it would not be kosher. Whoa. That, why would it not be kosher? Because it was all in the Dorim. So then how do you explain the fact that the situation of the Mizbeach has nothing to do with whether it's kosher in the Mizbeach or not? That's not what you said is the meaning according to Rabbi Yossi. So why now do you explain Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi Bribyut in this way? Therefore, says Rav Asi, no, you don't understand. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't basing it on the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan understood that both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi Bribyut are arguing about a totally different issue, nothing to do with where the Mizbeach is, but rather what the din is of the Shechita in terms of the kashrus of the Mizbeach. Special halacha. The Mizbeach is not part of the Azara. The Mizbeach has its own level of Kedusha, and therefore, when we're going to talk about the kashrus of it, it depends on what the Torah said was kosher on a Mizbeach. So let's take a look. The pasuk says, "Vizavachta alav." What does alav mean? On the Mizbeach, et olotecha ve'et shlamech. Now, this is the whole Mizbeach Adama, Tasavi, build the Mizbeach, bring on it your Olot and your Shlamim. So now, Zavavta Lav does not mean to put it on the Mizbeach, it means to shecht. That's so weird. So you should shecht on the Mizbeach your Olot and your Shlamim. Does that make sense? I mean, if Mamaisa, it says Ola, then why mention Shlamim specifically? I mean, one is Kachim Kachim, one is Kachim Kalim. This is the point of the machlokas. Rabbi Yossi Savar, that the din over here is that the Torah is telling me that the Mizbeach is kosher for an Eila in terms of Kachin Kachin, and it's also kosher for Kachin Kalim. Now you'd say, isn't that obvious? No, we'll see why not later. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudah says, when it says Olotecha Shlamecha, it means half and half. So that the tzatzofen of the Mizbeach is similar to the tzatzofen of the Azor, not because it's there, but because that's the din that the Torah is giving it. And the tzadorim of the Mizbeach is similar to the tzadorim of the Azorah, not because it's there, but because that is the halacha that the Torah actually provided the Mizbeach. Nothing to do with its actual position, though. Because what was the logic of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudah to say split it, half and half? Because he says, look, if the whole thing is kosher for an Ola, like you are saying, so then obviously it's kosher for a Shlomim. I mean, an Ola has much higher requirements. It needs to be in the Tzofen, if you're talking about the Azorah, and the Shlomim is kosher anywhere. So if it's kosher for an Ola, of course it's kosher for a Shlomim. So what's the point of mentioning separately Ola for Shlomim? I'll tell you what it means. If Hashtakula la Ola Kasher, isn't it obvious that it's kula l'shlami, me boy? What's the chiddush? Therefore, you have to say that it means no, split it. The northern part is the part that's right for the Eila. The southern part is the part that's right for the shlami. That's a good point. So how does Rabbi Yossi explain the need for saying shlami if you already said it's kosher for an Eila? Well, I'll tell you. Salka taita chamina, that maybe the Torah provided additional place for a carbon Eila. Why would it do that? Because the Korban Eila is a very limited area in which it's kosher. I mean, especially if you hold that the Tzatzofen is only from the edge of the Tzofen wall of the Mizbeach all the way up to the wall of the Azara. So therefore, the Torah is saying, okay, if you need to shecht your Eila on the Mizbeach, you can go up on the Mizbeach and shecht your Eila too. But that doesn't mean you can get up there to do a shlomim. A shlomim, you've got plenty of room. You could go through all the Azara, the Tzideh, on the Tzadim, and the Achore Azara also has the Parbar, the Lul. So why should we allow Shechita on the Mizbeach? Shechita on the Mizbeach is for the Eila. It's called the Mizbeach Eila, and it's meant to provide additional makom for the Eila. But that's it. So Sar Kedai Techamina, Ola Hi Dedochikla Makom. The Torah wanted to provide additional space for the Shechita of an Eila, so it gave you the top of the Mizbeach. Masha Inke in the Karban Shlomim, you got plenty of room, and there's no need for you to come up to the Mizbeach Eila for the Shlomim. So over there, lo dochik lo makom, maybe not, kamash malan, then no, you can use it both for zvicha v'neila and for zvicha v'shlamim, and it's fine. Okay, so that's what the machlokas is, and it's irrelevant where the place of the mizbeach is, except for one interesting point, which was what we said before. But Gufa, you said that according to what Rabbi Yochanan said to you, that the halacha is that if you had shechted on the ground, underneath, in other words, where the mizbeach is, then in Achinami it would have been possible. Why would it have been possible? Because it would have been bedora. So that's basically saying that according to him, kol mizbeach is actually in the dora, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So that means modi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda bekarka v'ter psulais. Now, but I don't know what you mean. Can you tell me what that means? What do you mean bekarka? What's the karka? My kineg dun bekarka. You're talking about that you shecht on, let's say, the ama of the step of the yisod, or the ama where you could step on the sovev, right? Maybe that's what you mean. That's not the ground. That's the mizbeach. I mean, the mizbeach includes the top of the mizbeach, and it includes the sovev, and it includes the yisod. That's all part of the binyan. It says binyan. Tivneli mizbeach adama tatasili bebinyan. This is also part of the mizbeach. So what did you mean? Do you mean that what if you would have dug like a chamber underneath the mizbeach, so you would have a subway under the mizbeach, and you would shecht in that area, and you would shecht there? That would possibly the mizbeach itself. Forget about whether the shechita would be kosher. There would be no mizbeach, because the halacha is, we learn in the Braita, Mizbach Adamat Haseli means it has to be part of the ground. It has to be mechuber to the Adama, which means that it's not built on top of the subway station. That's not a mizbeach. Shelo yivnenu, lo agabi mechilot, lo agabi kipin. You can't build it on top of these kipin. Remember, was a serious consideration, because a lot of the area of the Beis HaMikdash was built on kipin, which are arches, one arch above the other. So you have two levels of arches, which means that you always have an oihel more than a tefach. In case there was a mace, it would not be metame, right? Anything that's on the ground would not be able to penetrate one oil on top of the other oil, even if it was mamish right in the space where the actual binyan touches the ground and there's no oil. So therefore, we alternate keeping. Okay, so if you do that, or if you build a hollow space under the mizbeach isn't kosher. So, I mean, what kind of weird statement was that? That if you would shecht it on the ground, there is no ground. I don't know what you're talking about. What it was referring to? I'll tell you what it's referring to. Lo tzricha, the batzrei betzurei. Is there any halakha that the mizbeach has to be 32 by 32? No. Of course not. We're going to see later on that the Mizbeach was built in various stages, and gradually it came to this 32 by 32. So suppose the Mizbeach didn't have much business. They rebuilt the Mizbeach, and they made the Mizbeach 22 by 22, whatever. As long as it's square, and it has these levels, that says the Rambam puts it. That's the din of Mizbeach. The particular midas, those are the midas that we settled on. Obviously, they have tremendous remozim and so on, but if you made the mizbeach less than that, batzrei betzurei, and you now put your behema next to the mizbeach and you shechted it there, it wouldn't be kosher. Why? Because that same area that was kosher when it was a mizbeach is actually bedorum, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. So that means that our Mishnah's discussion of where it's kosher in the Mizbeach for Shechitas Kachin 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 Kalin has nothing to do with the physical placement of the Mizbeach in the Chotzer HaMishkan, or in our terms, in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. So do we ever actually see, therefore, that Rabbi Yossi holds that the Mizbeach is Kulei B'Tzofein? Because, I mean, you're saying it has nothing to do with this Mishnah. The Mishnah, even though it says the whole Mizbeach is kosher for Shechitas Kachin Kachin, is not because the Mizbeach is in the Tzofein. It just has a din of Tzofein. But Rabbi Yochanan says also that it's not only true that as a din of suffering, it actually wasn't a suffering. Is it possible, said Rabbi Zera, that that is so, and this is the way Rabbi Yochanan was taught, and was Gemara Gemira La, and there's nowhere that we could actually see in a Mishnah somewhere that that is what Rabbi Yossi holds? So I'm going to go find out whether I can identify a Mishnah like that. And indeed, Nafak Rabbi Zera went out to find it, and Ashkach, he was successful. Because in Tamid, we have an interesting Mishnah, and it says like this: if I were you, I would take a piece of paper and a pencil and get ready to draw some midot, or get yourself some kind of picture in one of those. There you go, okay. You could take a picture, but the pictures are never as much fun as doing it yourself, right? Okay, so now we're going to figure out what Rabbi Yossi holds by doing some actual measurements. So the Mishnah was talking in Tamid about building what was called the Ma'arocha Shniyah Shel Kitara. Now, there were actually, according to Rabbi Yossi, there were three Ma'arochot. We had the Ma'arocha Gedela, which is where we burn the Korbanos. We have the Ma'arocha Shniyah, which was for the purposes of making the coals that the Kohen would take in the Machate when he's bringing the Ketores. So that was called the Ma'arocha Shniyah Shel Ketoret. And the Ketoret, of course, was brought every day. And so it says, and then we had a third Ma'arocha. That was called the Ma'arocha L'Kiyum HaEsh. Since there was a mitzvah to always have Esh Min HaHedyot, so we had one Ma'arocha that was just burning for no purpose other than to maintain the actual Esh on the Mizbeach. Now, it says over there that they would go in to select some beautiful wood. They didn't want just any kind of wood, because since the whole Inyan of the Mizbeach is essentially to recreate, remember, Yorad Dodi L'Gano, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went back down to Gan Eden, that's the reference to the Beis HaMikdash. And in the original Gan Eden, what was used in order to help start towards a tikkun for Adam and Chava? It says, Vayitfuru alei teina, Vayasu lehem chagorot. Remember? So that's the proverbial fig leaf. And we said that the whole chait, an aspect of the chait, is that it was teina, which was premature, fag. Remember all of this? So the Gemara over there, the Mishnah and Tamid, says that we actually used that in order to be part of the tikkun of the chet of Adam Arishain in Gan Eden, and therefore we wanted to use fig trees specifically to bring for the keteres on the Azara. Fine, lovely. Now, what's important for us is where was that burning? And it says there that it was put keneged keren ma'aravit romit. So it would be on the southwest corner. Okay, now let's have that in our minds. We're looking at the coming up to Mizbeach on the south. On our left is the west. And there we see the Heichal that was further more to the west than the western part of the Mizbeach, right? We see in front of us the southern part of the Mizbeach with the Kevesh in front of it, where we're going to go up. Now, the place that we want to put it is on top of the Mizbeach, but it has to be 4 amot towards the north. And you would put there about 5 sa'im, meaning you put enough wood so that when that wood was burned, you would have 5 sa' of gechalim, because we wanted to make it easy for the Kohen to get from his machata 1 sa'. Okay. But what's important to us is that it was 4 amot from the furthest most edge on the south. Now, why? Where did that actually get us? So my simana, what's all of this point of specifically 4 amas? Must be that going according to Rabbi Yossi, that he was the one who said this Mishnah, and we find that he actually says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zeh Siman, there's a general kolal that you have to keep. And what is that? Anything that is going to be brought from inside the Heichal out to the Mizbeach HaChitzai, you have to put that in the first place that you get to the Mizbeach HaChitzai. We talked about that kind of idea that was Nogia, the Shirayim, and we spoke about coming straight out of the door and how you would see that you sowed Amaravi, and that was the Machlokas, Reb Shem Bar Yochai. Maybe you were able to see the Yisod HaDromi, depending on, Yisod HaDromi, of course, only means that one Amma that was on the Dorom Ma'arav. But anyway, that's the claw. You have to put it in the first place that you get to on the Mizbeach, and vice versa. Anything that you're taking off of the Mizbeach to bring into the Heichal has to be taken off of the Mizbeach as close as possible to the entryway to the Heichal. That is our starting point. Now, if we take that starting point, we're going to be able to figure out why we need to be within four amas of the end on the south. But I'm just curious, what was Rabbi Yossi referring to? I mean, you know, it sounds like when he says, "Kol anito bifnim li natin b'chutz," you're taking things from inside, you're putting them outside on the Mizbeach. I mean, we all think we know what that means, right? That's the Shirayim. So the Shvicha Shirayim of the Chataot HaPnimiyot, you're supposed to put on the part that is right next to you. Okay, that's fine. I mean, we took that for granted until now, and it's okay. But the problem is, it can't mean that, because that's a pasuk, and I don't need Rabbi Yossi to tell that to me. It says, "V'lakach b'lo amachta gach ale'esh me'ala mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem," and so on. So we learned from there that it has to be lifnei Hashem. So it has to be the part of the mizbeach that's going to be as close to where you come out. Okay. So what was it referring to? So maybe it's kol anital bifnim linatim b'chutz. Means the Shnei Bezichei Levona. Ah, that makes sense. We're going to go in on Shabbat, and we're going to be taking the Bezichei Levona that are on the Shulchan. Those Bezichei Levona are the Azkara, remember, of a very abstract Mincha. The Mincha is all of the bread that's on the Shulchan, mixed with the Levona that is inside of the Bezichim. And the Bezichim is the part of that Mincha which is brought on the Mizbeach, and that's the matir of the 12 lechem on the Shulchan. It's very important to see all of this in the abstract sense. Because a mincha, you generally think a mincha is this little thing. No, the mincha could be everything that's on the Shulchan together with the bezichim. That is an abstracted mincha, right? Okay, so maybe that's what it means. The Shnei bezichim, the Vayner Shulchan HaPonim, have to be put, says Rabbi Yossi, on the part of the Mizbeach that's immediately in front of you. Why would that be true? Because I would learn it out from the Shirayim. The same way that the Torah wants the Shirayim of the Dam, of the Mizbechatot HaPnimiyot, to be brought immediately when you get out of there, so too the Bezichim should be brought immediately when you get out of the Hech, right? Okay, now, let's take those givens and now try to figure out where the Mizbeach is according to this Siman of Rabbi Yossi. Well, let's start from the furthermost possibility. Maybe the Mizbeach is entirely in the south. You're claiming it must be that it's entirely in the north. I'm going to explain to you why it has to be entirely in the north, so that you can grasp that there's no possible alternative. So starting, if the Mizbeach was all the way in the south, how close would you have to move it in order to get it to the entryway of the Heichal? Okay, the entryway of the Heichal was smack bang in the middle of the Azor. The entryway of the Heichal was 10 amas wide. Okay, put that on your little piece of paper. So we got 10 amas wide in the middle. The Mizbeach, you're telling me, if it's Kulay Bidoraim, so then that would mean that the part of the Mizbeach that touches the midpoint of the entryway to the Heichal would be where? Well, the Yisod of the Mizbeach would be touching the northern part right at the edge of the north, because the Mizbeach is Kulay in the south, and that would mean that we have five amot that would be Keneged the entryway. Only five amot we would have. One of those amot would be the ama of the yesod. One of those amot would be the ama of the sovev. One of those amot would be the ama of the keren. And one of those amot would be the ama, which is called hiluch hakohanim. It was a place for the kohanim to walk around the burning area of the mizbeach, which was obviously within the kronod, right? Okay, so we still had one ama to bring it close to, that's all we had. Because once we would go further than five amot from the edge of the yesod, where would we be? We wouldn't be facing the doorway anymore. We would be already facing the wall to the left of the door as you would be looking at the heichal, correct? How many amot would you need to move from the southern side of the mizbeach in order to get it to that one ama? Well, the whole mizbeach is 32 amot, and if you need to get it to within five amot of the edge, which gives you one ama, which would be keneged the Pesach, you've got to move it 27 amot from the south to the north. You said four amot. It ain't going to work. Okay. So then you would have to move it. Esrim v'sheva, boy lemesi. Now, let's even give you the benefit of the doubt, okay? Suppose you hold that inami kasava kedushas heicha v'ulam chodahi. Let's say that you hold that when the Torah says, from inside, it includes even inside of the ulam. So the inside of the ulam is like the inside of the heichal. But the doorway of the ulam was double the size of the doorway to the heichal. That's why when we do teshuvah, what do we hope? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will poteach, your poteach, a machat, a tiny opening to get a thread through a needle, which is about the most we could do with our ridiculous hearts. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be poteach ha-petach kipitcho shel ulam, not kipitcho shel heichal. So you want a doorway of 20 amas wide to be able to get through with your teshuva, right? That's what's open for you. So let's say you even hold that. So now, you don't need to get it within 5 amas for it to be near the opening. You can get it to within 10 amas because the whole door was 20, so you've got 10 amas of door available. Even so, fine. Take off another 5 amas for the 27, okay? So now how much do you have to move it? 22. You're getting closer, but you sure ain't even warm. Forget about hot. So you cannot have the Mizbeach being on the south, okay? So let's take the next possibility. Maybe Rabbi Yossi would hold that the Mizbeach is nicely positioned halfway on the north and halfway on the south. Nope, nope, nope. That's not going to work either. Because, okay, how close would you have to bring it in order to get it within the five amos that we said before? Well, you don't have to go 22 because you've moved up 16. Actually, you've moved it up all the way to the midpoint, right? So now, how much do you have to move it? Well, you'd still have to move it 11 amos to get to the 5, because that would be 16. 5 plus 11 is 16, and you have that 5 has one ama left. You're still 11 amos further toward the south, because it's right smack bang in the middle, and half of 32 is 16, but you've got to get it from 16 all the way up till 5. Last I heard, that's not 4 amos, that's 11 amos. Well, no good. Let's see if we can get it closer. Well, we could. Even if you hold the Kedusha of the Heichal and the Ulam is one. Okay, so now we've got 10 amos from the midpoint, not 5 amos. Great. So you got it 5 amos closer. Okay, not 11. 6. You're getting warm, but 6 ain't 4. So this is also not the correct explanation. So the only option is that it must be that you hold the home is Beach is therefore in the north. And why do you need Arba Amos? Because you've got to be able to get past the Ama of the Yesod on the south, the Ama of the Sovev on the south, the Ama of the Koronos on the south. That's 3. one more amma to allow the Kohanim to walk around the Mizbeach, and they're not going to walk in the middle of the fire that you put there for the Keteres, right? Okay. That leaves you one amma, which is still going to be kineged the opening of the Mizbeach, because otherwise you're going to be facing the right side wall, you see? So therefore, this way, if you move it any further, if you move it further than that, and it's more than those five amos or the four amos, and you're now beyond the fifth ama, you're now no longer opposite any kind of petach, at least if it has to be the petach of the Heichal, not of the Ulam. So that obviously is what Rabbi Yossi holds. So this works out perfectly. It's clear that Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbeach is Bitzafan. There's a remez in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan knew this from his Gemara Gemirah, but Rabbi Zera went out to see if he could prove it. So he was very happy to see that, yes, indeed, from the Mishnah in Midos, it's quite clear that, I mean, it must be Rabbi Yossi who said this Mishnah. I mean, he was the one who gave the simen. He said, simen zeh yebiyotcha, that you have to be right next to the place we come. So it works out. It's beautiful. Omer Avada Barava. I mean, it's beautiful if you need everything to work out your way, but it's certainly not a proof. I mean, I don't see that it's a proof. It would work out very well according to Rabbi Yehuda. How would it work out according to Rabbi Yehuda? Well, I'll tell you. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach was smack bang in the middle of the Azor, right? So let me read to you what Rabbi Yehuda says, and we'll follow Rabbi Yehuda's measurements, all right? D'tanya. So this is Rabbi Yehuda Omer. The Mizbeach was put directly, memutza v'omed, smack bang in the middle of the Azora. U'sholshim v'shtayim amot ha'yulo, the entire Mizbeach, was 32 amot. The middle 10 of those 32 were kineged the Pesach of the Heichal. And that gave me 11 to the north of the opening of the door, and 11 to the south of the opening of the door, equals 22, plus the 10 that was kineged the door, equals 32, and that was the entire thing. Which means that the Mizbeach was mechuvan kineged Heichal. But that means that if you would draw a line directly from the edge of the wall, the southern wall of the Heichal, and directly from the northern wall of the Heichal, you would extend that line out, the line would touch right at the Yesod of the Mizbeach on the north and on the south. Because the 32 Amot of the Mizbeach is exactly the size of the Heichal. Because remember that the Heichal was 20 Amos, and that's inside, and that the walls, including the Ta'im, they needed to be 6 amos, which is 6 plus 6 is 12. 12 plus 20 is 32. So then that means on the outside of the Heichal, it matched the Mizbeach perfectly. So if you were standing connected to the Mizbeach, and the Heichal would be one straight line, says Rabbi Yehuda. Mechuven keneged Heichal. Well, I understand. So how could that work at a contributor? What are you talking about? We explained that if it was right in the middle, we talked about that. We said, what if Rabbi Yossi Rabbeuto, what if he would hold that it's, Rabbi Yossi, what if he would hold that it was Mimutsa? And we showed it doesn't make sense because you'd still have to move it 6 amas, we said, right? Not 4 amas. How all of a sudden now does this work out? And if you hold that the extra 5, because apparently this is connected to the entrance to the Heichal, not the Ulam, so then it's 11 amas. So we worked out that you'd have to go 11 amas from the southwest in order to get to be kineged the Pesach of the Heichal. So how does it work out according to Rabbi Yehuda, what you're saying? And even if Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the Kedusha of the Heichal and the Ulam is actually 1. So we had 6. Take off another 5 because the door is actually 20. It's not 10. Gives us 10 to either direction. Okay. So take off another 5 from the 11 on the edge. It's still 6. And 6 is closer to 4, but it sure is not 4. Says the Gemara, well, you're making a very simple mistake. Well, you think that the number of amot that you have to move, that he said you have to move those 4 amot, that was 4 amot from the ground edge, meaning including the Yesod and including the Sovev? No. He was referring to four amot from the top of the Mizbeach, which would mean six amot. Four amot from the top, and then an additional, I'm not bothering to tell you that, obviously you can't put it on the bottom. So to the four ed, plus, you know, the one amot of the Yesod, one amot of the Sovev, and another four on top, and you get to exactly the midpoint of where you need to get, which is the edge of the doorway of the entrance to the ulam, which is the same as the heichal, is what we're trying to assume here. Okay, so then you can't prove that Rabbi Yossi holds its kulay bitzafain if it could be that it's Rabbi Yehuda and it's Mimutza, and it's not referring, I mean, it only works out if it's not referring to the Amma Yesod and Amma Sovev, and it only works out if furthermore you hold that Kedushas Ulam v'Mizbeach, Kedushas Ulam v'Hechal is Chadehi, and therefore the doorway left you from its midpoint 10 Amma. But it could still work out, and if it were Reb Yehuda, it would work out just fine. So, but I don't understand what just happened over here. You were looking for a source of what Rabbi Yossi holds. He had a Gemara that Rabbi Yossi holds, Kula Bitzof. Rabbi Zera was trying to look into a Mishnah and see whether we can work out this Mishnah as an indication that Rabbi Yossi holds what Rabbi Yochanan heard from his Rebbe he holds. I bring you a Raya. You tell me no. What should you have said? You should have said no. Rabbi Yossi would still work out in this Mishnah because he could hold that the Mizbeach is Mimutza, right? And it would be referring to six Amot, but not including the Yesod and not including the Sovev. Okay, so then you would have put me in my place. You would have said, listen here, Rabbi Zera, sorry, buddy, but Rav Ada Bar Abba is saying, you can't prove it from here. Now, why the heck did you bring up Rabbi Yehuda, for God's sake? You could have said, you're trying to prove that it's Rabbi Yossi and he holds Kulay Bitzofain. It could be Rabbi Yossi, like you said, but it would be the Mizbeach is Mimutza. Like, what was the point of bringing up Rabbi Yehuda? You should have just said, Nukma Rabbi Yossi, and say, but this doesn't prove that Rabbi Yossi holds it Bitzofain. Maybe Rabbi Yossi holds it Mimutza. I mean, Rabbi Yossi didn't say one way or the other. So what do you got to tell me it's Rabbi Yehuda? That's because since I know that Rabbi Yehuda said that it's Mimutza, Rabbi Yossi, I don't know what he holds. So I say, I'm just pointing out to you, says Rav Ada Bar Abba, we know that there's a Shita that says it's Mimutza. That's Rabbi Yehuda. And there's no reason why this Mishnah could be Rabbi Yossi holds like this too. I don't know. But I do know what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And I don't understand how you're proving, therefore, that this Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi and he holds something different from Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry, I don't get it. So since it's Rabbi Yehuda, who is the one that we know, Shamanale Mimutza Behedia, we learned Beferish, that is indeed the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, I said Rabbi Yehuda, but of course, that's what I mean. How are you going to prove what Rabbi Yossi holds if the Mishnah could be talking about a Mizbeach, but it's Mimutza? Fine.